episode Z7.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorp the Dead Russian Dog were on a dangerous mission to a scuzzy part of the universe where they throw pigs at their clothing and carry their tables wherever they go.
All you people, listen to me. Stop throwing pigs. Leave your tables at home. Your planet stinks. And there's no place to eat. Stop it. Stop it, I say.
Space Commander Wack, what are you doing?
I'm trying to convince these people that their world can be a better place if they'll just stop their disgusting habits.
But they like their disgusting habits. Besides, once we finish our dangerous mission, we can go away and you'll never see them again.
I'll tell you the truth, Stupid Larry. It's going to be hard for me. I think I'm in love with one of the pigs. I mean, it reminds me of a droid back in the scalping pool at the academy. She and I used to sneak out behind the school of brain sculpting.
Oh, noble Space Commander Wack, all this time your heart has been broken, yearning for the innocence and splendor of a lost love, and yet you bravely fight on for justice, my hero.
I hadn't thought of it like that, Stupid Larry. That's really stupid, isn't it? Well, who needs justice? Where's that pig?
Who needs justice? Space Commander Wack, everybody needs justice. These disgusting people you just like need justice. I need justice, and you need justice, Space Commander Wack. Worf, too, even though he's dead.
And now, a message from Space Commander Wack.
Space buddies, this is Space Commander Wack. A lot of you have been writing in and asking, why has Space Commander Wack had so many reruns lately? Well, those weren't reruns. Some things just happened twice. Or else maybe it's like when you go somewhere you've never been, but you think you did or something, you know, deja vu. It's all in your head and you're all dangerous nuts, but Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, will save you. Trust me. Listen to everything I say, because if you don't, well, accidents happen. Capisce?
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Let me see now. Where were we, Stupid Larry?
Dangerous mission. We were on a dangerous mission.
I didn't think it was dangerous at all, Stupid Larry.
Well, we didn't do it.
Oh, that explains that, then. What were you saying about Roger Maris?
Just punt.
Episode A8.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorp the Dead Martian Dog had chased the evil arch-villain and guru of the Wicked Set, the Master Cad Droid W, to the rustic planet Hoedown. But not before that selfsame worst guy in the universe, Droid, had zapped the best guy in the universe, Space Commander Wack, with a stupid ray.
Hold it. Is it a stupid ray or a stupid ray?
Zapped by a stupid ray.
But is the ray itself stupid or does it make me stupid?
It makes you stupid.
Ha! Hear that, Stupid Larry? That stupid droid Donahue zapped me with the one thing I'm perfectly immune to. Stupid rays.
I certainly don't notice anything different about you, Space Commander.
And here we are on this roostic planet chasing him down like... Oh, boy, look at my pretty buttons.
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack, that stupid ray has taken effect.
Ooh, I forget. Which is my head and which is a bran flake?
Ooh. Now we'll never catch droid.
Space Commander Wack is so stupid! Is he really? Or is it just the effects of the stupid ray? Deep down, he's still the noble Space Commander Wack. Oh, wait, he's not noble unless he's suffering, I think. Is he suffering? I mean, is he really suffering? Is it just the heartbreak of psoriasis?
Look at the little ducky, Stupid Larry!
It's Glorp the Dead Martian Dog!
Rats! Or dogs or something. He's not suffering! What'll I do? I know. I'll make him smart with my little smart gun. Then he'll catch me, and I'll suffer, so I'll be noble. No, that doesn't make sense, does it? I'm going to have to work on that one for a while.
Oh, this little piggy went to market. This little stockbroker posed for Playboy. Oh, no. Hey, wait a minute. What's a piggy?
Oh, Space Commander Wack, if I don't find a cure for your stupidity, evil will rule the universe. See, Glorp, it pays to stay in school.
Oh, look, I've cut off all my hair and... Stupid Larry! Who cut off all my hair?
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack, you're saved!
We'll see who's saved after you tell me who cut off all my hair.
Well, Space Commander Wack, in a sense, I guess Droid Donahue did it with his little stupid ray.
Ha! And that stupid ray didn't even work.
So it turns out the fact that they were on the rustic planet Hoedown was totally irrelevant. Tune in next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack!
Now that I'm completely bald, Stupid Larry, I need a new image. Let me see. How about this one? Who loves you, baby?
That's not you, Space Commander Wack, and it's probably copyrighted.
Okay, how about Moses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Old stuff, Space Commander Wack.
Okay, how's this? What are words for when no one listens anymore?
I don't think any bald people are using that one.
What are words for? How about Wendy O. Williams?
This will be episode B8.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Russian Dog were assigned to save the orphanage from the evil wolf at the door who holds the mortgage. The only way to do this is to go to the horse races with all the orphans' money and bet on Space Commander Wack to win.
Okay, Stupid Larry, I've got the orphans' money. Our work here is done. Let's go.
No, it's not, Space Commander Wack. You have to ride this 800-1 long shot in the race and win and save the orphanage.
What 800-1 long shot, Stupid Larry?
Well, Glorf.
Stupid Larry, Glorf's a dead Martian dog. I thought this was a horse race.
He's wearing a mask.
Oh, okay. Well, then everything's all right.
Good morning, Space Commander Wack.
Good morning, orphans. You can't have the money back.
Please win the big race, Space Commander Wack, and save our orphanage.
Okay. Sure.
Bye now.
Bye. Stupid Larry, what was that all about?
Producer's kids, allegedly.
Oh, settling out of court, huh? Well, time to ride Glorf the Dead Martian Dog to victory in the big horse race, and thus save the orphanage.
Good luck, Space Commander Wack. I'll make sure none of the others win.
Oh, good. How?
You'll see.
How is your act? He breaks into an early lead, followed by Jiggers the Buzz and Maestro Beast of Bob third by a head. Glorf is still in the gate. Into the first turn, it's How is your act? By two lengths with Oops, the Forceps coming up from the outside, head to head with McKay, Teasfeld, and Bramhall behind. And Glorf still in the gate. Into the far turn, it's Mr. Ed, followed by Quick Draw McGraw, and oh my god! All the horses have disappeared, except Glorf, who's still in the gate. What happened?
Okay, Glorf, all your competition has been beamed up to the spaceship we call the spaceship. There's no excuse to lose now. Let's move! Yeah! Giddy up! Move! Glorf! Move! Yeah!
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Well, Stupid Larry, it took 70 years in an earthquake, but Glorf finally won that stupid race. Now, if we can only get rid of these stupid horses you beamed up, and what are these orphans doing here? Look at that.
Well, they accidentally got beamed up in the confusion, Space Commander.
Look, some of them are 80 years old. It's disgusting.
Tomorrow,
like
I love
you. I like it less. Tomorrow.
Hello.
No.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Whoa. Episode, I like that. B8. C8, sorry.
Space Bunnies, it's time to paste your Muppet mask to a bird, turn down the voluptuous volume, and send your Minimoto off to the stars! It's time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Okay, but we don't really have any sort of an adventure or anything.
With his sidekick, Stupid Larry!
You mean it's today when nothing's happened? I thought it was tomorrow.
And Glorf, the dead Martian dog! Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had been, outer space, hey, isn't today the day we have a daring space adventure, or what?
If we do, it'll have to be just blasting a certain scrunge man to smithereens.
No, wait. I thought for sure it was today. I mean, I rematerialized early and then brushed my teeth and everything.
Stupid Larry, hand me the quasar section announcer blaster, please.
It's not here, Space Commander.
What?
None of the props are here, because it's not till tomorrow that we're...
Well, then, I'll just wring his neck with my bared hands. You do it, Stupid Larry.
Look, we're here, so we might as well just do something, okay?
We'll wring your six neck.
No. Something nice. We'll do something nice.
But what?
Anything. Let's just go ahead.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready?
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog threw away an empty beer can, thus saving the universe from evil litter.
There, Stupid Larry, we've cleaned up the universe.
Yeah, that trash can sure has trash in it now, all right.
Yep. Well, there's room for more, Stupid Larry, if you crush it down with your foot.
You mean if I just step on it and just crush it right down there with my foot here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll
try it.
Step right on it, and I'll just crush it down.
Seems that garbage can was a door to another dimension.
I knew today was the day. Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack, if we're out again. If we don't spy land soon, the crew will mutiny.
You were wrong, Stupid Larry. The world's flat, and we're going to fall off and be eaten by dragons. Why?
No. We'll ride out this squall and find Cafe over the next mizzen. Commander Wack, I just know it.
Were you in another dimension, Stupid Larry?
Don't you know another dimension when you see one?
No.
Quick, through the garbage can again.
Where's that white rabbit boy?
Episode D8.
Space buddies and space buttons, it's time to mechanically reproduce those days of tomorrow year, pasteurize your Uncle Whizbang, and moat your alter egos off to the stairs. It's time for another exciting space adventure with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Greetings, little ones. Okay, elevate your hide-a-beds. No!
Stupid Larry, his faithful leather-clad sidekick!
Stupid Larry, if an Harry was sucked into another dimension.
What? Yes. Without his faithful companion, Stupid Larry, who was sucked into another dimension, but with Glorf the Dead Martian Dog.
Glorf ran away.
Okay. Well, without Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, who ran away, but still with himself, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander. Last time you remember, Space Commander Wack was alone at the controls, speeding through the cosmos.
I'm not at the controls. I'm stuck in a hide-a-bed.
He was not at the controls because he was... What? What was he?
Stuck in a hide-a-bed.
He was being crushed by a hide-a-bed.
Yes, Jurzik. It's a Neutron Mills hide-a-bed, a normal paperweight by day. It folds out quickly and splits 16 or 9 if your guests are mandibular slime bivalves from Plumber's Helper 4. Completely scotch-guarded neutrino fabric prevents nasty scotch stains and actually repels Jovian elbow vipers. Available in 18 to the third colors, it's a mega hide-a-bed from Neutron Mills, and it can be yours if the density is right. Yours it?
Yes, crushed beneath the hide-a-bed, Space Commander Wack plunges towards a fiery re-entry into the disgusting atmosphere of Super Stick 9.
Fiery re-entry?
Yes, a fiery re-entry!
Super Stick 9?
Super Stick 9!
Said I couldn't make it without Stupid Larry and Glorf.
Episode E8.
space buddies and mystical knights of the Boy King Zut of Cleveland, it's time to rephrase the question, disassemble the muffler salesman, and go off to the jar! It's time for another exciting space adventure with Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
When you walk through the storm, don't call me, buddy.
His internationally acclaimed co-star, Stupid Larry!
Once in February, call my service. My space buddies will get back to your space buddies.
And the immortal Glorf the Dead Martian Dog! Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had been kidnapped by a former fan club, chained to a balanced field, and left to die in the desert of mystical Zosmogolgo Posmintily Blong!
Blong! Cool. Clear water. Water the heat. Water. Perrier! Perrier! Waiter! Oh, no, I'm hallucinating. The sun. The stench of this rotting, balanced meal. Left to die. Chained together here in the desert of Zosmogolgo Podmiztily Blong. Stupid Larry. Speak to me. Stupid Larry. Stupid Larry, snap out of it! Don't give up! Coward! Fool! Dead. Glorf, speak to me! No, you're dead. The son, Glorf, is dead. Stupid Larry's dead, and I'm Space Commander Wax, Space Commander! Chained to their bodies, here in the desert of Zosmogolgo Podmiztily Blong! What was that? Wait a minute, I didn't say Zosmogolgo Podmiztily Blong. Another Blong? What's that? What's a Blong? So that's a Blong!
Hungry Blong! Hungry!
I'll run for my life! Come on, Stupid Larry! Don't be dead! Save myself! Dog and a dead sidekick. Get away from
surprise.
The
surprise! I'm not really dead.
You're not dead, Stupid. Not to drug you a quarter of a Blong! Over here! Soup's on! Eat Stupid Larry!
Stupid.
Episode F8.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were taking a break from intergalactic warfare and were vacationing in Siberia.
Oh, this is the best vacation we've ever had, Stupid Larry.
You said we were going to Bermuda, Space Commander Wax. All I brought was my Bermuda shorts and this Panama hat, and I'm freezing.
You mean this isn't Bermuda?
Siberia.
Oh, but I have this little Smurf sand pail and shovel and everything.
Luckily for Space Commander Wack, just then Siberia was swallowed by a giant sinkhole. After spending a night, at the airline's expense, in the Manchuria Holiday Inn, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were shipped to their new vacation hideaway, the planet Nice Day X.
This is the best vacation we've ever had, ever, Stupid Larry.
No, it's not, Space Commander Wack. There's a war going on here.
Yeah, but our room's so cheap and no tips.
You can't drink the water, though.
Luckily for Stupid Larry, just then the planet Nice Day X blew up! After having their wounds treated by a phony computer, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were shipped to their new vacation hideaway, the torture chambers of Gregador Castle!
Oh, don't hit me again, I'm a bad person! Oh, this is the best vacation we've ever had, Stupid Larry! Oh!
Who's your travel agent, Space Commander Wax?
Me! Yours acknowledged, Prince of the Scrunchmen! Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax! Space Commander!
Oh, at last, Stupid Larry! This is for sure really the bestest ever vacation we've ever had, Stupid Larry, for sure!
I hate it.
Well, why? We've been reduced to the size of a flea, and here we are on Glorf.
It's disgusting.
It's cheap.
Stupid.
Episode G8.
Stupid Larry and Glorf the Dead Russian Dog were in the middle of a dangerous mission that involved being surrounded by an evil army of the forces of bad and then being shot at.
Well, this is stupid, Stupid Larry. Just what is our stupid mission anyway, huh?
Our mission is to get out of here alive, Space Commander Wack.
That's impossible. I knew this was a stupid mission, Stupid Larry.
Oh, we can do it, Space Commander Wack. All we need is an iron will, the quick use of our wits, and your years of experience in not getting killed and wiping out evil.
Does that mean I have to get up out of bed?
Well, yeah, that'd be a good first step in our counterattack.
Well, then, you do it, Stupid Larry. I'm going to try to get back to this dream I've been having. See, about an inside-the-peel potato slicer? It'll make me millions.
But what should I tell the space buddies and all those little children in the universe who are depending on you to get up and fight back and defeat evil so that they can live in a world free of ugliness, injustice, and hatred?
Tell them they can buy one when they're on the market, but I'm not sharing the royalties.
Space Commander Wack, please.
Tell you what, Stupid Larry. You go destroy the forces of evil, and by that time, I should be up, see? And you can come in here and make the bet, okay?
I'll do it, Space Commander Wack. I'll do it because you're my hero. And I know that there must be some great, larger purpose for which you must stay here while I, unworthy though I am, fight for you and all you stand for, even giving my life so that... Space Commander Wack? Space Commander Wack? Space Commander Wack?
Tune in again next time for more exciting sleep adventures with Space Commander Wack!
Oh, well, that's great, Superman. Great. Hand me that potato over there, would you?
See, it turns out all that those weren't the forces of evil. After all, it was just a traffic jam because the opera just got out. Everyone's going home at the same time.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, wait a minute. Time to try out my in-the-field potato slicer. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
The what?
Oh, look, it worked! That potato's neatly pulverized. How much would you pay for something like this, Space Buddies? Wait, don't answer yet. Makes mounds of cribbage slaw. Looks, dices, slices, disintegrates.